ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯೈತ ಸದಾಧಾ ಶಿವಾಶದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ
Krishna Productions presents a dramatic narration of the book Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But first, a few words of introduction about the book, the main characters, the author, and the translator. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the principal work on the life and teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The three words of the title mean the character of the living force in immortality. Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world on February 18, 1486. He is the pioneer of a great social and religious movement which began in India in the early 1500s. And which has directly and indirectly influenced the subsequent course of religious and philosophical thinking, not only in India, but in the West as well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is regarded as a figure of great historical significance. However, our conventional method of historical analysis, that of seeing a man as a product of his times, fails here. Sri Chaitanya is a personality who transcends the limited scope of historical settings. At a time when, in the West, man was directing his explorative spirit towards studying the structure of the physical universe and circumnavigating the world in search of new oceans and continents, Sri Krishna Chaitanya in the East was inaugurating and masterminding a revolution directed inward toward a scientific understanding of the highest knowledge of man's spiritual nature. The chief historical sources for the life of Sri Krishna Chaitanya are the Kadachas or diaries kept by Murari Gupta and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Murari Gupta, a physician and close associate of Sri Chaitanya's, recorded extensive notes on the first 24 years of Sri Chaitanya's life, culminating in his initiation into the renounced order or sannyas. The events of the rest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 48 years are recorded in the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami, another of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is divided into three sections called Leelas, which literally mean pastimes. Adi Leela, the early period, Madhya Leela, the middle period, and Antya Leela, the final period. The notes of Murari Gupta form the basis of the Adi Leela, and Swarup Damodar's diary provides the details for the Madhya and Antya Leelas. The first 12 of the 17 chapters of Adi Leela constitute the preface for the entire work. By referring to Vedic scriptural evidence, this preface establishes Sri Chaitanya as the avatar or incarnation of Krishna, God, for the age of Kali, the current epoch, beginning 5,000 years ago and characterized by materialism, hypocrisy, and dissension. In these descriptions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is identical with Lord Krishna, descends to liberally grant pure love of God to the fallen souls of this degraded age, by propagating Sankirtan, literally, congregational glorification of God, especially by organizing massive public chanting of the Maha Mantra, or Great Chant of Deliverance. The esoteric purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in the world is revealed, his co-avatars and principal devotees are described, and his teachings are summarized. The remaining portion of Adi Lila, chapters 13 through 17, briefly recounts his divine birth and his life until he accepted the renounced order. This includes his childhood miracles, schooling, marriage, and early philosophical confrontations, as well as his organization of a widespread Sankirtan movement and his civil disobedience against the repression of the Mohammedan government. The subject of Madhya Lila, the longest of the three divisions, is a detailed narration of Lord Chaitanya's extensive and eventful travels throughout India as a renounced mendicant, teacher, philosopher, spiritual preceptor, and mystic. During this period of 6 years, Sri Chaitanya transmits his teachings to his principal disciples. He debates and converts many of the most renowned philosophers and theologians of his time, including Shankarites, Buddhists, and Muslims, and incorporates their many thousands of followers and disciples into his own burgeoning numbers. A dramatic account of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's miraculous activities at the giant Jagannath Cart Festival in Orissa is also included in this section. Antya Lila concerns the last 18 years of Sri Chaitanya's manifest presence, spent in semi-seclusion near the famous Jagannath Temple at Jagannath Puri in Orissa. During these final years, Sri Chaitanya drifted deeper and deeper into trances of spiritual ecstasy, unparalleled in all of religious and literary history, Eastern or Western. Sri Chaitanya's perpetual and ever-increasing religious beatitude, graphically described in the eyewitness accounts of Svarup Damodar Goswami, his constant companion during this period, clearly defy the investigative and descriptive abilities of modern psychologists and phenomenologists of religious experience. The author of this great classic, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, born in the year 1507, was a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami, a confidential follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami endowed him with a full comprehension of the transcendental life of Sri Chaitanya. By this time, several biographical works had already been written on the life of Sri Chaitanya by contemporary and near-contemporary scholars and devotees. These included Sri Chaitanya Charita by Murari Gupta, Chaitanya Mangal by Lochan Das Thakur, and Chaitanya Bhagavat. This latter text, a work by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was then considered the principal authority on Sri Chaitanya's life, was highly revered. While composing his important work, Vrindavan Das, fearing that it would become too voluminous, avoided elaborately describing many of the events of Sri Chaitanya's life, particularly the later ones. Anxious to hear of these later pastimes, the devotees of Vrindavan requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, whom they respected as a great saint, to compose a book to narrate these episodes in detail. Upon this request, and with the permission and blessings of the Madan Mohan deity of Vrindavan, he began compiling Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, due to its biographical excellence and thorough exposition of Lord Chaitanya's profound philosophy and teachings, is regarded as the most significant of biographical works on Sri Chaitanya. This English translation is the work of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, a most distinguished teacher of Indian religious and philosophical thought, and the founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He appeared in this world on September 1, 1896, in Calcutta, India, and departed from it on November 14, 1977, in Vrindavan, India. His Divine Grace is a disciplic descendant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is the first scholar to execute systematic English translations of the major works of Sri Chaitanya's followers. His consummate Bengali and Sanskrit scholarship and intimate familiarity with the precepts of Sri Krishna Chaitanya were a fitting combination that eminently qualified him to present this important classic to the English-speaking world. The entire text, published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California, represents a contribution of major importance to the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of contemporary man. Many of the verses in this book are followed by extensive and profound commentaries by the translator. However, with deep regret and apology, these commentaries have been omitted from the narration, not because the narrator considers them to be unimportant or unnecessary, but because they go beyond the very scope of this recording. Actually, the commentaries are indispensable for understanding the verses, for they provide illuminating explanations about the persons, places, things, and activities depicted in them from various points of view: political, economic, social, geographical, religious, philosophical, and spiritual. However, the scope of this recording is only to present a dramatic rendering of the verses or stories, with a view to arousing in the listener the maximum amount of emotional and devotional feeling towards the Lord and His intimate devotees. To do this with impact, it is necessary for the narrator to recite the verses in an unbroken, continuous fashion as they were originally conceived and penned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. If this purpose can be accomplished, it is hoped that the listener will become so strongly attracted to and interested in the Lord's fascinating pastimes that he or she will want to learn more about them, and will thus begin reading the invaluable commentaries in the book. For only by doing this can one begin to deeply understand and appreciate this great biography. And now I, Amala Bhaktadas, offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter of His lotus feet. O spiritual master, servant of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami, you are kindly preaching through your books and devotees the message of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and delivering the whole world, which is filled with impersonalism and voidism. Bowing repeatedly at your lotus feet, realizing my unfortunate lack of qualifications, and begging incessantly for your mercy, I pray that you may enter my stony heart and manifest your sweet love through my voice, so that all who may hear this epic may be enlivened, inspired, uplifted, and enraptured, all for the glory and pleasure of our beloved Lord, Sri Krishna. Praying for the blessings of all devotees everywhere, I now begin the narration of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1. Shri I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord known as the Supersoul is but his localized plenary portion. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to Him. May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of His service. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bowed down to Him, who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in Him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of His love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan Sheshanag and the Vishnus who lie on the Cotton Ocean, Garba Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are His plenary portions and the portions of His plenary portions. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan in the midst of the Chatur Vyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karano Dakshayi Vishnu, lying on the Karan Ocean, is the original Purush, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita, and because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is non-different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Ras dance, stands on the shore of Vamshi Vat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Glory to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Glory to Advaita Cha, and glory to all the devotees of Sri Gauda, or Lord Chaitanya. These three deities of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, have absorbed the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or followers of Lord Chaitanya. I worship their lotus feet, for they are the lords of my heart. In the beginning of this narration, simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, I have invoked their benedictions. Such remembrance destroys all difficulties and very easily enables one to fulfill his own desires. The invocation involves three processes: defining the objective, offering benedictions, and offering obeisances. The first two verses offer respectful obeisances, generally and specifically to the Lord, who is the object of worship. In the third verse, I indicate the absolute truth, who is the ultimate substance. With such a description, one can visualize the supreme truth. In the fourth verse, I have invoked the benediction of the Lord upon all the world, praying to Lord Chaitanya for his mercy upon all. In that verse, I have also explained the external reason for Lord Chaitanya's incarnation. But in the fifth and sixth verses, I have explained the prime reason for his advent. In these six verses, I have described the truth about Lord Chaitanya, whereas in the next five, I have described the glories of Lord Nityananda. The next two verses describe the truth of Advaita Prabhu, and the following verse describes the Panchatattva, the Lord, his plenary portion, his incarnation, his energies, and his devotees. These 14 verses, therefore, offer auspicious invocations and describe the supreme truth. I offer my obeisances unto all my Vaishnava readers as I begin to explain the intricacies of all these verses. I request all my Vaishnava readers to read and hear with rapt attention this narration of Sri Krishna Chaitanya as inculcated in the revealed scriptures. Lord Krishna enjoys, by manifesting himself as the spiritual masters, the devotees, the diverse energies, the incarnations, and the plenary portions. They are all six in one. I therefore worshipped the lotus feet of these six diversities of the one truth by invoking their benedictions. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, his plenary portions, his energies, and the primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. The instructing spiritual masters are Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. These six are my instructing spiritual masters, and therefore I offer millions of respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet. There are innumerable devotees of the Lord, of whom Srivas Thakur is the foremost. I offer my respectful obeisances thousands of times unto their lotus feet. Advaita Acharya is the Lord's partial incarnation, and therefore I offer my obeisances millions of times at his lotus feet. Srila Nityananda Ram is the plenary manifestation of the Lord, and I have been initiated by him. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the internal potencies of the Lord, of whom Sri Gadadhar Prabhu is the foremost. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead himself, and therefore I offer innumerable prostrations at his lotus feet. Having offered obeisances unto the Lord and all his associates, I shall now try to explain these six diversities in one. Although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I know him also as a plenary manifestation of the Lord. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is non-different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. As it is said by Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods." One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the Supersoul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. As Sri Uddhava said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. And Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Svayam Bhagavan, taught Brahma and made himself realized. He said, "Please hear attentively what I shall speak to you, for transcendental knowledge about me is not only scientific, but also full of mysteries. By my causeless mercy, be enlightened in truth about my personality, manifestations, qualities, and pastimes. Prior to the cosmic creation, only I exist, and no phenomena exist, either gross, subtle, or primordial. After creation, only I exist in everything, and after annihilation, only I remain eternally. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy, for nothing can exist without me. It is like a reflection of a real light in the shadows, for in the light there are neither shadows nor reflections. As the material elements enter the bodies of all living beings and yet remain outside them all, I exist within all material creations and yet am not within them. A person interested in transcendental knowledge must therefore always directly and indirectly inquire about it to know the all-pervading truth. As it is said in the Krishna Karnamrita, "All glories to Chintamani and my initiating spiritual master, Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Jayashri or Radharani enjoys the transcendental mellow of an eternal consort." Since one cannot visually experience the presence of the Supersoul, he appears before us as a liberated devotee. Such a spiritual master is no one other than Krishna himself. As Lord Krishna said to Uddhava in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "One should therefore avoid bad company and associate only with devotees. With their realized instructions, such saints can cut the knot connecting one with the activities unfavorable to devotional service." In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila said to his mother, "The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens to him, and gradually he attains a taste in knowledge that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. A pure devotee constantly engaged in the loving service of the Lord is identical with the Lord, who is always seated in his heart." In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord says, "Saints are my heart, and only I am their hearts. They do not know anyone but me, and therefore I do not recognize anyone besides them as mine." In the Srimad Bhagavatam, King Yudhishthir said to Vidura, "Saints of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage. Because of their purity, they are constant companions of the Lord, and therefore they can purify even the places of pilgrimage. Such pure devotees are of two types, personal associates and neophyte devotees. There are three categories of incarnations of Godhead. partial incarnations, qualitative incarnations, and empowered incarnations. The Purushas and Matsya are examples of partial incarnations. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are qualitative incarnations. Empowered incarnations are those like the Kumaras, King Prithu, and Mahamuni Vyas, the compiler of the Vedas. The personality of Godhead exhibits himself in two kinds of forms, Prakash and Vilas. When the personality of Godhead expands himself in many forms, all non-different in their features, as Lord Krishna did when he married 16,000 queens, and when he performed his Ras dance, such forms of the Lord are called manifested forms. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, "It is astounding that Lord Sri Krishna, who is one without a second, expanded himself in 16,000 similar forms to marry 16,000 queens in their respective homes." When Lord Krishna, surrounded by groups of cowherd girls, began the festivities of the Ras dance, the Lord of all mystic powers placed himself between each two girls. When the cowherd girls and Krishna thus joined together, each girl thought that Krishna was dearly embracing her alone. To behold this wonderful pastime of the Lord, the denizens of heaven and their wives, all very eager to see the dance, flew in the sky in their hundreds of airplanes. They showered flowers and beat sweetly on drums. If numerous forms, all equal in their features, are displayed simultaneously, such forms are called Prakash Vigrahas of the Lord. But when the numerous forms are slightly different from one another, they are called Vilas Vigrahas. When the Lord displays numerous forms with different features by His inconceivable potency, such forms are called Vilas Vigrahas. Examples of such Vilas Vigrahas are Baladev, Narayan in Vaikuntha Dham, and Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. The energies or consorts of the Supreme Lord are of three kinds: the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, the Queens in Dvarka, and the Gopis in Vrindavan. The Gopis are the best of all, for they have the privilege of serving Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord, the son of the King of Vraj. The personal associates of the primeval Lord, Sri Krishna, are His devotees, who are identical with Him. He is complete with His entourage of devotees. Now I have worshipped all the various levels of devotees. Worshipping them is the source of all good fortune. In the first verse, I have invoked a general benediction, but in the second, I have prayed to the Lord in a particular form. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Sri Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, who formerly appeared in Vrindavan and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and moon, have arisen over the eastern horizon of Goda Desh or West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of the world. The appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda has surcharged the world with happiness. As the sun and moon drive away darkness by their appearance, and reveal the nature of everything, these two brothers dissipate the darkness of the living being's ignorance and enlighten them with knowledge of the absolute truth. The darkness of ignorance is called Kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. The great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadeva from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees and completely rejects the cheating ways of materially motivated religiosity. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of a living being and award the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than Srimad Bhagavatam. The foremost process of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging in the Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of loving service to Krishna. And the Bodhifex Sri Pra, evident in the views from Sri Bhagavatam, she indicates how the desire for liberation is completely rejected. All kinds of activities, both auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna, are actions of the darkness of ignorance. Lord, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the horse darkness of ignorance is thus moved, and the truth is brought up to light of the absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving devotion to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart, and thus they help one meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, or persons or things, in relationship part personality of Godhead. One of the Bhagavatas is a very great scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. Through the actions of the holy two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. And thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. These two, the sun and moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they appear on the horizon of Bengal. Let us therefore worship the holy feet of these two lords. Thus, one can be rid of all difficulties on the path of self-realization. I have invoked the benediction of the lords with these two verses. Now please hear attentively the purport of the third. I purposely avoid extensive description, and for fear of increasing the bulk of this discourse, I shall describe the essence as concisely as possible. Essential truth spoken concisely is true eloquence. Simply hearing submissively will free one's heart from all the faults of ignorance, and thus one will achieve deep love for Krishna. This is the path of peace. And if one patiently hears about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Advaita Prabhu, and their devotees, devotional activities, names, fame, and the mellows of their transcendental loving exchanges, one will learn the essence of the absolute truth. Therefore, I have described these in Chaitanya Charitamrita with logic and discrimination. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 1 of the Adi Lila.